episode number one of To the Moon Tuesday. Where did we get this name? Well, thanks to my good little co-host here of this segment, as well as Victory Monday, which
what are you calling little see, dude?
Which you can see on YouTube, Spotify, RSS, and Apple Podcasts. Victory Monday, Pat came up with. To the Moon was kind of just like it's a betting segment, right?
Yeah.
I guess I could give a brief little intro, but it's just we're going to make our bets. We're going to give our little power rankings. We're going to do some fun games here. It's a fun segment that we don't want to be an hour and a half long. We're going to try and keep it short, but we're also going to be very insightful. As you can see here, Pat is the pick god. We're going to get into his record after through 3 weeks, and we'll get into my record through 3 weeks, which, oh man, last week was really bad. We're going to get into a couple little fun games and then players and teams that took it to the max last week. We're going to start off with our power rankings, though. Which, dude, we just went through our power ranks. This is going to be fun because ours are so different. It is ridiculous. So let's get started, Pat. I'm going to share here what you had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Alrighty. Can you see it?
Now I can. Yes, I can now.
Okay. Let's run through these, dude. 10 to 1. Let's see your power.
All right.
I mean, everyone can see it, but.
And you got to mention the Packers. I have Packers at 11. They just missed the list. Packers are a good team. Just not quite top 10 for me quite yet.
Not quite.
The Texans are my number 10. Texans are number 10 because they were listed a top 5 team before the Minnesota Vikings absolutely demolished them at home this last weekend. We were there
for a fun game. Were we? Yeah, I was going to say, were we at that game?
That might have been a little bit of us, like, oh, making a lot of noise. That might have been a little bit of our doing. Honestly, if we weren't there, it probably would have been a close game. So that's why I'm giving the Texans the 10 spot. They were a top five team. They ran into an absolute buzzsaw in that Minnesota Vikings defense.
An avalanche.
Not their fault. Nothing they can do about it. Number nine, the Ravens, who, again, another top five team to begin the year. They kind of slipped up against the Raiders, bounced back, beat Dallas in a hard environment, which is in Dallas. Got to give them a little bit of props there. Yep. They still got a good team. They're figuring it out. They're figuring out how to use Derrick Henry. They're going to be good. They'll be all right. The Niners, who are 1-2. Crazy. Nobody would have thought that.
Is that of all the teams? Or I guess, well, you just said the Ravens, too. But the Ravens and Niners being 1-2 is like the weirdest, craziest thing.
It is weird.
Ever.
Niners did have some injuries. Obviously, McCaffrey's been out the whole year. That's a huge loss for them. And then also they had some other big starters out this last week with Debo out, McCaffrey out. I don't remember who was out, but they had a lot of good quality players out this week. So that's why I'm keeping them at the 8 spot. When they get healthy, they're still a top 3 team in the NFL, in my opinion. Best team in the NFC roster-wise. They are stacked everywhere. Saints, number 7, they...
Oh, when the Saints go marching in.
So, do I think the Saints are frauds? No. They put up 44
points. What?
No, I don't.
Really? Because remember preseason when you had...
No, I know. Preseason, I know. But when they went into the Cowboys Stadium, beat them 44-19, they looked spectacular week one when they played the Panthers. Obviously, the Panthers aren't the best team in the NFL, especially with Bryce Young at the helm, but... really close game with Philadelphia, who I have right above them at number 6. The reason why Philadelphia isn't any higher on my list is because Jalen Hurts can't throw the football. At the end of the day, he's just not a Super Bowl winning quarterback in my eyes anymore. I think the league is too stacked with good quarterbacks that, I don't know, with Jason Kelce gone, Tush Push hasn't been working quite as well. Their defense has looked a little bit suspect. Eagles don't crack my top five. They don't crack my top five. Steelers at number 5. Their defense is looking incredible. They're one quarterback and maybe one wide receiver away from being a Super Bowl contender, in my opinion. And Justin Fields has been balling out.
Out of all these teams at the end of the season, the regular season, at the start of the playoffs, is this your one team that you could see slipping out of your top 10? Like, is this the most susceptible because of their offense?
I will say No, I think the Saints are the one team that could slip. Steelers, no. I think Steelers are going to be – well, they could slip out of my top 10, but I think they'll be a playoff team still. Okay, I got the Lions at 4. Just body of work, right? They got a great offense, great defense. They were in the NFC Championship game last year. Lions are a stud team, even though they slipped up last week against the Bucks. Still a great team. Came back and beat it hard. I mean, the Cardinals are decent. They beat them on the road. That's how you win games in the NFL. Number 3, which actually I think is a little bit low at this point. What do the Minnesota Vikings have to do to not be top 3? To not be top 2? To not be the best team? What do they have to do?
That's fair.
Blow out the NFC champs? Should have been a blowout week 2. Blow out the Giants, who they lost to in the playoffs. You know, the Giants have a very similar roster than they did 2 years ago. Blow out the Texans, who are a top 5 team. Allow 7 points.
By the way, the Texans, while they may be your 10th best team, at the end of the year, they will probably be back in the top 5. Like, they are legit.
I also agree with that. Vikings are giving up 10 points a game right now, collectively. Yeah.
They have the – if they give out a defensive coach of the year, they have the front runner for that. They have the front runner for coach of the year, and they have the front runner for MVP through 3 weeks.
Yep. Number 2, the Bills. Everybody thought the Bills offense was going to take a step back this year.
Me.
Let me just say how many points they've scored every game. Week 1, 34 points. Week 2, 31 points. Week 3, 47 points. They're averaging close to 40 points a game. Those boys be buzzing. With I mean, what wide receivers do they even have? Khalil Shakir, a rookie Keon Coleman. What are we doing here? Who's their running back even?
What are we really
Cook?
Doing?
Cooking.
James Cook is cooking, dude.
And I last mean, yeah, but I'm saying he's not a top 5 running back for me. Anyway, but they don't have great weapons. It's all Josh Allen at the end of the day is what I'm trying to say. And their defense is playing well. And the Chiefs, until Patrick Mahomes tears his ACL.
How about those Chiefs?
Until Patrick Mahomes tears his ACL or retires, I don't see the Chiefs coming off the number 1 spot. They normally don't start the season hot, and they're 3-0 and have looked. Patrick Mahomes gets a first down whenever he wants to. It's actually really annoying. So Chiefs at number 1.
I'm with you.
That's my top 10.
Dude, I like it. I like it a lot. All right, we'll move on to my top 10. At number 10, the 49ers, which – obviously is low, but I had to keep them in the top 10 despite being 1 and 2 because, I mean, they're missing, 4 or 5 all pros, which is just insane. Debo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey. Wasn't Warner out last game?
Yeah, I think so.
They're just missing dudes everywhere. When they get them back, we know they'll be maybe in the NFC Championship, maybe the Super Bowl again. The Niners are that good despite being 1-2. They will get healthy. They will get really good again. Number 9, the Baltimore Ravens. What a much-needed win from the flock, from Lamar Jackson. They almost blew that game like they blew last couple games, especially the one versus the Raiders last week. What a huge bounce back for them. Derrick Henry, bro. I mean, we knew he'd be really good with this team, but, like, he just has breakout game. Absolute stud. I think he put up like 30-plus fantasy points. Number 8, Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm right there with you, dude. That defense is legit. But I will say, out of these 10 teams, them and the pessimistic side of me says the Vikings could drop off, depending on Sam Darnold's play. But also, got to keep the Vikes top. I mean, they could stay top 10 all year. They could make a playoff run because of how good that defense is. Anyway, Steelers are probably my most susceptible on this list just because they don't score touchdowns. But when your defense keeps you in the game, I mean, shit. Can't take away from that. That team has a bunch of dogs on it. And Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season in his 10-plus year coaching tenure with the Steelers. Number 7, the Green Bay Packers, who were my preseason Super Bowl team. They look good without their quarterback that they just paid $250 million to, which I know against the Colts and the Titans, but they're still NFL teams. There's no easy win in the NFL, and they just tore them apart. Not only do they rush for like over 300 yards a game in those two games, but their defense is really good. And their biggest weakness last year was their secondary. They went and got Xavier McKinney, who has a couple picks to start the season. He was a great signing. I think the Packers, once they get Jordan Love back, I mean, shit, without Jordan Love, they're a top 10 team. But I think with Jordan Love, obviously, their ceiling is higher. I'm a little scared as a Vikings fan going to the or watching them play in Lambeau this week. Anyways, number six, the New York Jets. You didn't have them on your top 10. I got them at six because I think we may have seen what Aaron Rodgers can do with this offense. Maybe. The defense finally played well. It's tough because they're playing the Patriots. And I wish I could name more than three players on the Patriots. And that's rare in the NFL because I watch a lot of NFL, but there's just a bunch of nobodies on this Patriots team. But the Jets, they looked really good. And if that defense can play good, if Braylon Allen, who's can't even buy a beer legally, can stay that good with Breece Hall in that rushing game, and then him and Jordan Love, Garrett Wilson and Aaron Rodgers' connection is only going to get better. That scares me. Houston Texans, number five, even though we just absolutely throttled them at home, I think this is a legit team that had a bad week versus the Vikings. I could see them making the Super Bowl. I could see them at least winning a couple playoff games this year. Their team is really good. I don't take too much. I take more away from how impressive the Vikings were than how bad the Texans were, if that makes sense. I still think this team is loaded everywhere. They're really good. Buffalo Bills, number four. Dude, how did I have this team missing the playoffs to start the season? I mean, I thought their offense, like you said, would be just atrocious. Like, I couldn't name a receiver other than the first-round rookie. They got rid of Gabe Davis. They got rid of Stephon Diggs. Dalton Kincaid had, like, two fantasy points his first 3 weeks. I know because I have him in every league. He didn't do anything. James Cook had some flashes last year, but wasn't this good. I mean, this team offensively, here's the problem. Last night, Pat, I got a glimpse of this Bills offense. Here's the problem. The Jags had either one or two guys spying on Josh Allen. So when they spy on him, when you have one or two guys, obviously it opens up the field for your playmakers. Or when you have them on spy, they're seeing 5-10 yards back of the last scrimmage, so you just run up the middle. When you don't spy them, Josh Allen runs for 10 to 15 yards. Dude, that off, they just put 47 against the Jags. That was crazy. Minnesota Vikings, number three. I wanted to put them two so badly, but I couldn't let myself. Do I have to even say much about being number three? Go listen to the victory on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anything. We just recapped how amazing. Dude, that stadium was so loud, Pat.
So much such fun, a blast. Man. Maybe the funnest Vikings game I've ever been to, honestly.
Yeah.
Just kidding. The Bills game was way more fun. But
right. It was a crazier game. It was a crazier game, yeah, for sure. What a game by the Vikings. Why could I mean, even as pessimistic as I am as a Vikings fan, I know I'm going to get let down. But I couldn't physically put them lower than five because they took down the Texans and the Niners, dude. Like, come on.
Excuse me.
Bless you. The Philadelphia Eagles, number two. Only because, man, do I think the Niners are better? Yeah. The Eagles are still stacked everywhere, and Saquon Barkley is such a beast, dude. I think if Jalen Hurts can kind of find his rookie year self, his rushing self, his Oklahoma and Alabama self, this team is going to be really good. And there's a reason they were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
I have a hard time understanding the Eagles over the Bills right now.
For me?
Yeah, for you.
Honestly, I think I look more, not even long-term, like short-term. I think the Bills are okay. Who have the Bills faced the first 3 weeks?
They murdered the Jags, the Cardinals. Okay,
the Jags are 0-3.
And Dolphins.
The Cardinals are 1-2, and the Dolphins haven't led for second in the first three games.
Yeah,
where the Eagles faced a healthy Jordan Love until the last play of the game. I know, and it was a neutral site, and they won. Then they faced, obviously, that was a, I mean, that was a really, really bad week two loss. But then they bounced back, man. Going into, they played the hottest team in the NFL, dude. And they're, because what were we worried about? We were worried about that defense and what they let up versus the Falcons that last drive of the game. We were worried about the defense, but they held the Saints, the Haas offense, who scored in their first 13 possessions of the NFL season, to 12 points. Was it 15 points? I don't remember the final score. Their defense balled out. Anyways, that's what I have them at, too. Number one, how about those Chiefs? Patrick Mahomes is the second greatest quarterback of all time. They might go back to back to back. The only problem here is what the has happened to Travis Kelce. He has like five catches through three games this season. Mm-hmm. I mean, unfathomable. Unbelievable. Don't know how Travis Kelce is not doing anything, but this team is winning, maybe with the help of some refs. But hey, I can't take the back to back champs out number one. All right. Let's stop sharing this. Okay, we're going to do a little game, a little segment. Those are our top 10 power rankings. And I love that we had a couple teams in there that you didn't have and you had a couple that I didn't have. It makes it fun. Yeah. We're going to do a little segment here where, I mean, we always do our week-to-week picks, but we're going to do it blind. Pat and I, since last night or all day yesterday or all day Sunday, we didn't look at the lines for this week once. Which is pretty impressive because we're on the ESPN app for hours at a time of our every day in our lives. But we didn't. We didn't cheat. This is all blind, which makes it kind of fun because we're going to make our picks pretty blind. No thoughts behind them. right. Pat, dude, you are, after another killer week, you are 31-16-1. Through 3 weeks.
I'm a freak. Not did I win 11 games this week?
You went 11-5.
Oh, 11-5. My God. This kid is snacking.
And I, meanwhile, I think I won 5 games last week. That really hurt me. I am 21-26-1. 5 games below 500, and you're 50. You have a 20-game lead on me.
This is like last year all over again.
You have a 20-game lead on me through 3 weeks. I don't even want to talk about. Oh no, 10-game.
10-game lead, yeah.
You're 15 games over 500. I'm 5 below. But anyways, it's just stupid. How on point you are. And hey, maybe we need to play this game just so I can get you off your game a little bit. Yeah, maybe this will help.
Ain't gonna happen.
This is the only way I got a chance, bro. Okay, let's share the screen here. Oh, so here's the game. Sorry, I didn't even mention it. I am not going to share the screen because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say, okay, Vikings, Packers, what do you think the spread is? Pat's going to guess the number, and however many points he's off, I take those points, I set them aside, and we'll see after all 16 games how many points he was off. Yeah. There are, I did take a quick peek, not at the lines because I don't know them either. I did take a quick peek, and there are a couple games that haven't been posted today from the games concluding yesterday.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we can't do those, but you'll see them on the Instagram, take into the max _ sports podcast on Instagram. You'll see all of our picks. Okay, let's get into it. I'm not going to share the screen, like I said. And this is the first time I'm seeing these lines too. Okay, Cowboys at the Giants, Thursday night football.
Cowboys at the Giants?
Yep.
Cowboys -4.5.
Bro. Did you look?
I swear to God I have not looked at one thing. I swear on my life. I'm going to have some wrong. I promise you. I have not looked at one line.
They are -4.5.
Okay. I promise you I have not
looked at one thing. That's ridiculous. Okay. I mean, I believe you. I believe you.
Swear all right. To God.
Vikings at the Packers.
It so just right all now you depends, have 0 points. Like, it all just depends if Jordan Love plays. I think it's a pick 'em game, honestly. Packers are at home. I just feel like the Vikings should be favored.
They should, yeah.
But so, I don't know.
What do you got?
Packers minus 3, at least.
2.5, bro. You're killing it, man. You're killing it. All right, you missed by a half a point.
That's so stupid that we're not favored in that game, though. Honestly, like that actually kind of pisses me off. What Saints, do we need to do?
Saints at the Falcons. It's an interesting Saints little spread here.
At the Falcons. Falcons minus 1.
Wow. They're minus 2. Okay, so now you're at...
I almost went Saints minus 1.
You're at minus 1.5 points right now. Okay. Rams at the Bears, dude.
Rams at the Bears. It's a gross spot. Bears minus 3.
Bro, get out of here.
I swear to God, I have not looked at a game line. I swear to God. Is that minus 3?
Yeah.
Bro, I swear on my goddamn life.
That's why you're the pick god. That's why you're the pick god. Wow.
And honestly, so like one of these games, if I pick it way off, that's – I used to do this actually. I used to look at my phone and look at the games and like guess before I look at the actual lines and bet on the ones that were way off from my thought process, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's so good. I used to do this.
That's a good law.
I used to do this.
Pittsburgh at – the Steelers at the Colts. That's a tough game to guess. If you get this right, I'm calling you out.
No, bro. I swear to God. My mind says the Steelers should be favorites, but I'm going to say they're going to still take the Colts to be favorites by like 2. Colts minus 2.
If you would have flipped it, man.
Steelers minus 2?
That's 4 points.
Fuck.
If you would have flipped it. Not a bad get. It's such a Vegas move to put to favor the Colts there. That's such a Vegas move.
Yeah.
But they're not. Steelers must too. Okay. Broncos at the Jets.
Broncos at the Jets. Okay, Jets are favored pretty big, I'd say. Jets minus 7.5.
Could be more. You're him. Minus 7. Half point off. You're him. Eagles at the Bucks. Dude, this is a wild card rematch here.
Bucks minus 5.5.
Wow. You better go bet it now because it's Philly minus 2.5.
No, you said Bucks, Patriots and Bucks.
No, Eagles at the Bucks.
Oh, no. I was sorry. I heard Patriots and Bucks. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, well, I don't know why you heard that. But anyways, what should we say there?
I didn't even know the matchups before, so I heard that wrong. I thought it was Eagles at the Bucks. I thought it was Patriots at the Bucks. I don't know why I was thinking that.
How many points should we take off here?
Okay, what did you say? You said Bucks minus 2?
No, Eagles minus 2.5.
Yeah, I messed that up. I don't know what I would have guessed, to be honest.
I was going to say, what would you have guessed?
All right, X-nay it for now. X-nay it for now. Just go to the next one.
I'll take off 1 point.
Okay.
Last one. Okay. They haven't come out this game or this game, which is the Bengals at the Panthers.
Say them anyway, and I'll show the people that I'm good at guessing because they're going to come out tomorrow.
Okay, I bet. Or later today. Okay, Bengals at the Panthers.
Ooh, with Andy Dalton starting. Cincy Bengals
0-3.
It's going to be Cincy minus 2. That's the line.
Okay.
Should be Carolina minus, but it's not going to be. Cincy minus 2.
Jaguars at the Texans. Jaguars 0-3. Got murdered last night.
Texans minus 4.5 or 5.5. I'm going to say Texans minus 5.
How are the Jags so bad? Okay. Patriots at the Niners.
Niners minus 8.5, depending on injuries, but I'm going to say 8.5.
They are minus 10.5, so you're 2 points off there.
I thought these were the ones that didn't have lines yet. Okay.
Okay, we got the Browns at the Raiders.
God, that's a tough game to bet. Wow.
Isn't it?
Browns minus 2, even though it shouldn't be. It should probably be Raiders minus 2. I'm going to say Browns minus 2.
You're 3 points off there. Vegas minus 1.
Okay.
Got to bounce back for these next three games. Okay, Chiefs at the Chargers.
Chiefs at the Chargers.
Chiefs. This line is just I won't give it away, obviously.
Is it criminal?
This line is crazy to me.
Chiefs at the Chargers. Chiefs minus 4.
Dude, you're 4 points off. They're minus 8.
What?
With the healthy Justin Herbert.
Oh, no. I forgot Herbert was out.
No, he's okay. He'll be fine. That's what I'm saying. That's crazy work.
That is a big line. Yeah, that's a game I would bet. If that's the biggest line I've been off all day, that's the one I would bet.
Bills at the Ravens next Sunday night. Line hasn't come out yet. It'll come out later today, probably. Bills at the Ravens. What do you guess?
Bills at the Ravens. Ooh, what a game. Fun game. I think the Bills should be favored. I don't know if they will be, though.
Vegas won't let them be. No shot.
Bills minus 2. I'll go.
Wow. Okay. Titans. We have two more Monday night games next week. Titans at the Dolphins.
Dolphins don't have two, obviously. Titans minus 2.
4.5 points off there.
Miami 6.5?
No, Miami minus 2.5.
4.5 points? Wow.
Yeah.
How?
I know. I don't know, brother.
Huh.
I don't know. Okay. Last game. Seahawks at the Lions. This line is also.
Stop telling me. All right. Seahawks at the Lions. Lions are going to be favored pretty good. Lions minus 6.5.
You're 2.5 off. Only minus 4.
Wow.
I would hammer that.
Yeah, I would hammer that too.
Okay, I got to add it up here.
I'm going to be off a lot. Shoot.
I mean, that's not bad, though. You start off hot.
But then I ended up being 4 off on about 3 or 4 of them. That sucked. But that was fun. That's a fun little segment right there.
Yeah, dear bud. Minus 4, minus 4.5, minus.
Am I picking games too then right now?
Okay, you lost 23 points.
Okay, 23 points off. Hey, that's like less than 1.5 points per game. That's not
bad. Are we going to do every sport but golf, or are we going to do golf scoring? So is it like minus is good or minus is bad?
The farther you are away, the worse. You know what I mean? I got 23 points, so
23
points. Plus
23. Yeah, plus 23. Gotcha. So we'll do minus 20. Sorry, this is dumb. Minus 20. Okay. All right, we got to make our picks.
Okay.
Let me show
now I can look at it finally.
Yeah, let me share it.
Ooh, it's going to be off the cuff for me. All right.
Wow, I was impressed. You're on a hot start. Okay, Thursday night football. Cowboys at the Giants. We got to make these on the fly. Because I just saw these lines the same time as you did. We promise. All right. Cowboys at the Giants, dude. Minus 4.5. Give me the Giants. Give me the home dogs. They never play well against the Cowboys. But give me the home dogs here, dude. I think they're getting some momentum. This Cowboys defense is a problem right now. They are so bad. I mean, They are so bad. I think this is a fair spread. They're just, their defense is so bad.
I just think the Cowboys are going to come back hot. I'll take Dallas minus 4.5.
Okay. Vikings at the Packers.
Letdown, I think,
spot here.
It's a letdown spot, but so was the last game and last two games, actually.
Yeah.
I think the Vikings roll again, honestly. Like, Vikings roll big. 14-point win.
This is the pessimistic side of me coming. I took us to beat the Texans mainly because I was going to be at the game. I took us to cover versus the Niners. Give me the Packers here, dude. This is not a good spot for us.
I think defense travels well. I think our defense is the best in the NFL right now.
It does. It does. I'm gonna side with Vegas here because I think you're right. We should be favored. So something says, yeah, Vegas is going to be right here. Give me the Packers. All right. Wait a second. Don't look. I forgot to ask you this game here. We missed a game. You can wait. No, not yet. Okay. You can look. Did you see Commanders at the Cardinals? What the spread was?
It was 5.5.
Yeah. Okay. What would you have guessed? Generously.
Who's at home? I didn't even see.
The Cardinals.
Okay. It's hard to get. I think I would have said Cardinals. Yeah, probably 4, 4.5, something like that.
How many points do you think is generous for us to take off there?
Give me another point.
Okay. So you were at 24 then.
Okay.
Sorry, dude. I totally missed that game. Okay. So Cardinals minus 5.5 at home versus the Commanders.
I got the Cardinals rolling.
Give me the Commanders, dude. I bet against them tonight. I thought the Bengals would, or last night, I thought the Bengals would roll. And the Commanders just looked really good.
Yeah.
That was impressive by them. Give me them. And you got the Cardinals rolling.
I got the Cardinals rolling.
Saints at the Falcons. Basically a pick 'em. Can I tell you right here, right now? Ready?
What?
We have to give our one mortal lock of the week. Of every single game, we have to give one mortal lock. Give me the Saints as my mortal lock of the week here.
I'm riding with the Saints as well. You know what? No, I'm not. Even though the world should be on the Saints, I'm going to go Falcons.
Mortal lock. Give me them to bounce back. Okay. Rams at the Bears. Bears minus 3. Dude. Give me the Rams to cover here. Why should I trust the Bears to win a game?
It makes no sense. So give me the Bears minus 3. They cover. It's a big letdown spot for the Rams. They just won a game that they were not supposed to win on the road against San Fran. Bears have looked like absolute trash through 3 weeks. Give me the Bears to somehow cover 3 points.
So we've disagreed on every single game.
Good.
To this point. Steelers! At the Colts. Give me the, you know, I love me some home dogs. I think the Steelers finally show a flaw here. Give me Anthony Richardson to kind of have a day against the Steelers defense. Dude, look at this. 3 touchdowns, 6 interceptions.
Yeah, pretty gross.
Wow. Give me the Colts to win, bounce back.
Unless there's some injuries on the Steelers defense or something, it makes zero sense why they're dogs in this game. I think Colts might score the least amount of points in the NFL this week. Steelers offense is going to be put in good positions through turnovers. Steelers minus 2, not enough.
So we've still disagreed on every single game. Broncos, this is good for me, dude. I need to make up some ground. This is a good way to do it if I can have a good week. Broncos at the Jets. Jets minus 7, not enough points. Give me the Jets minus 30.
Yeah, I got the Jets too.
Broncos, really impressive win. Great, great week by Bo Nix, but this is too much for them to handle, especially on the road. Eagles at the Bucks. Eagles minus 2.5. They're picking up some momentum, I think, here. And dude, what a fluke of a game by the Buccaneers to drop that versus the Broncos in the fashion that they did. This can take a little bit of a team. Give me the Eagles to get some revenge from last year's playoffs.
Yeah. The Bucs seem like they normally play the Eagles pretty well. Yeah, I do think the Eagles are heating up, though. Gosh.
Getting hot.
Tough one for me.
It's a tough one. It's a good line.
I'm going to actually side with the Bucs here. My brain's telling me Bucs.
Okay. I want you to go first with we can't do Bengals, Panthers, can't do Jaguars, Tech. Oh, wait. Okay, so let's say – how about this?
I made the lines. I already made the lines. Bengals are minus two.
And no. Minus two. You're right.
And right. Texans are minus what?
Five.
Four and a half? Five. Okay.
But so why don't we
can use those.
Okay, use those lines.
Yeah.
All right. That gets dicey. I kind of like it. Okay, so based off those lines, I don't know why I keep banging on Cincinnati, but I'm just going to keep doing it because I'm stupid.
Give me the Panthers.
Bengals to go 0-4.
Bengals go 0-4. I mean, they should never be a favorite with the way they've been playing.
Okay. Red Rifle's going to come back down to earth. All right, Jaguars at the Texans. Texans, let's say they're minus five.
You know what, Max? You just said that so correctly. Red Rocket's coming back down to earth. Give me the Bengals. That was an idiot bet by me. What am I thinking? Right. Bengals.
Plus two. I think the bigger thing here is Bengals going 0-4.
Right.
It's crazy that they're 0-3. They're not going 0-4. Okay, Jaguars at the Texans, dude. I mean – holy, I don't think if there's a gun to my head I could pick this spread.
Houston,
this is the toughest one. It's not even close.
Yeah, Houston. Jags suck.
I'll take them with you because I don't get Houston should be minus 10.
Right.
All right. Patriots at the Niners. Until the Niners get healthy, dude,
that's too many points.
Way too many.
Yeah, I got the Patriots.
These big road dogs are covering too. Give me the Pats too. Browns at the Raiders. also the Patriots are coming off a long week. They played Thursday, so they get some.
Yeah. I love it.
Browns at the Raiders. Dude, this could be up there with my Saints pick as moral lock of the week. Give me the Browns to bounce back in a huge way. Mortal lock of the week number two.
Yeah. I'll also go with the Browns.
I love
Browns
that.
Are one of my teams right. That I thought were going to be good this year, and they have not been.
We have three or four of these every single week. What in the actual are we doing, Vegas, dude? You're trying to mess with us so badly right now. Justin Herbert is playing. He's healthy. What is this spread?
And the total's 38.5. That means they think that the Chargers are going to score less than 14 points.
50, yeah. Yeah, 14 points.
I don't get it. I got to go Chargers. That makes Chargers in the over makes sense to me.
I really think this spread should be 3-4.
Yeah, that's what I guessed is four.
Like, yeah, KC should be favored, but by eight?
Are the Chargers that bad?
Meow. All right, we're going with the Chargers here. Bills at the Ravens. Spread hasn't come out. It'll come out later today. You guess Bills minus two. If we go off that, give me the Ravens to cover as a home dog.
Yeah, I got the Bills rolling.
You got Bills. All right. Titans at the Dolphins.
No, I don't, actually. I got the Ravens. Sorry.
No, dude, then I got to switch. I got to switch.
No, but we have so many that are the same. Ravens.
That's what I'm saying. I got to switch.
To let them
so many that are the same.
No, that are different. Our first like seven were different, I meant to say.
The last one, two, three, four, five, six are the same.
No.
Yeah, swear again.
Okay.
I gotta go Bills.
Okay, I'm gonna go Ravens. Let me go first on this one.
Screw you.
Scroll down a bit. Okay, Miami Titans. I got the Titans plus 2.5. That's my mortal lock. Titans minus 2.5, mortal lock. Lock it in. Makes no plus sense. Miami plus sucks. Plus 2.5. My God. Oh, my God. Titans to the moon.
I don't – this is up there with the Chargers spread. Like, what are we doing, Vegas, here? This is Skylar Thompson we're talking about. I know it's the Titans, but no way the Dolphins win without Tua. Yeah, give me the Titans here. Money line. Seahawks at the Lions. This spread is not big enough. Give me the Detroit to win by 20.
Back to that last game. Having a mortal lock on that shitty of a game makes it way more fun because that game is awful. Okay, scroll down a little bit. I can't see the spread.
Seahawks at the Lions. Lions minus 4.
Scroll down, please.
I can't.
Okay. Lions minus 4. Seahawks and the Lions. Lions by 14 touchdowns. Another lock for me. Minus 4?
I swear.
Lions minus... Dude, put your house and your money where your mouth is and put the Lions minus
10. Put your wife or your husband, your kids, your cars, your pets, your... retirement funds.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's insanity. What a
put your life on it.
Thank you, Vegas, for making us some free money. Appreciate you.
Free money. All right. Let's move on. Those are our picks.
Beautiful.
You're 31-61. I'm 21-26 and one. Here, we're gonna play another little fun game here. I'm fine that this podcast is going a little longer because dude, this is fun. Okay. All right. Can you explain this game to everyone here? I feel like I can't do it well. Quarterback, interception, survival.
Okay. So every single week.
With this game, can we only take one per week? Is that why it's a survivor game?
Yep. Exactly. So every week, me and Max are going to pick a quarterback based on how bad the quarterback is for one, and then who they're playing against. We want our quarterback that we pick to throw interceptions. At the end of the year, whoever has the most interceptions based on the quarterbacks that they've picked throughout the entire year wins a $50 bet that we're making right now.
That will go on top of your $5 million you win for Garrett Wilson offensive player.
There. Okay, relax. So this week, just based on just looking at the games, looking at who's going to be playing good defenses, I can only take one. I'm going to take Anthony Richardson against the Steelers as my quarterback this week to give me some picks.
Okay. That's not a bad pick because you probably wouldn't take him any other week. So you're getting the decent quarterback. This is one that I don't love for first week because he's not a decent quarterback. He's awful. Dude, how about the Browns to bounce back? Gardner Minshew to throw like 4 or 5 interceptions.
Love that.
Yeah, and that's why they're also one of my mortal locks. Yeah, I think the Browns kill the Raiders. Give me Gardner Minshew, and you got AR-15.
Quarterback Survivor Interception Edition, baby.
I like it, dude. There's no way anyone's ever thought of this game.
Right, it's fun.
Yeah, right, lady. Okay.
You're right, lady.
All right, we'll keep track of this. I'm just in notes.
You're no talk. Look at that handwriting.
Oh, quarterback interception survival league. All right. Players. That's a fun little game. Okay. Players and teams that did the podcast that took it to the max.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
What player, or if you have a couple, that's fine. That's fine. Or team, or if you have a couple, that's fine. That's fine. Took it to the max this week. Should we do players or teams first?
Let's do just three. You got three. I got three. Okay, so my first player, I think that I feel so happy for this guy who absolutely took it to the max, has been the backup quarterback all year long, has had a spotty career, feels like he's the backup quarterback for every team in the league, but hats off to Andy Dalton, played his ass off for that team this week. What a stud. That dime he had to Adam Thielen in the end zone, he had an absolute dot to Deontay Johnson. Played unbelievably well. Looked like a quarterback that could lead this team into something, to be honest. Like they could etch out, you know, half a dozen or more wins, and
Thanks for saying Andy Dalton there. What I wrote down on these notes, what I wanted to bring up. So I was one of those, and I think a lot of people were saying it's the Panthers, it's not Bryce Young. And I was one of those. Dude, is it Bryce Young? Did he prove it?
I mean, to a certain degree, if you give Bryce Young enough time, I think he could develop into something. But right now, if the Panthers are like, they have a new head coach, they brought in wide receiver help, they got a decent defense. What they want to do is win. A head coach doesn't want to have a rookie quarterback that's going to get him fired. So, yeah, it is. You could give Bryce Young a couple more years and be decent, but you can definitely sell that it's not a lack of wide receiver talent or team talent. A lot of it was Bryce Young.
I hate to say it because I thought Bryce Young would be really good, but dude, I'm going to say it. Unless a miracle happens, Andy Dalton proved that with absolutely nobody, you can still make something. You don't have to be as bad as Bryce Young. And that, I mean, it's lack of an experience, obviously. He's super young. But, yeah, I'm with you there. All right. Do you have any more players?
Oh, yeah, I do. I got Matt Stafford going into the Niners game, with no freaking
dude, I like that
no wide receivers whatsoever against a good Niners defense and coming back and winning that game. Down 10 in the fourth quarter. Incredible comeback. Matt Stafford is an absolute dog.
Tough SOB.
Yeah.
And he was a dog. He was a Georgia Bulldog. Yeah. Dude, that's a really good one that I don't know why I didn't even think of. He didn't have Cooper Kupp or Puka Nacua.
Brother, and he came back and won that game against a top five NFL team. Incredible.
Crazy.
And my last one was a team, New York Giants. Absolutely on their last breath going into the Cleveland Browns and winning that game. I mean, you could say the Broncos too. There's been a lot of upsets this year, but
yeah,
those two teams absolutely took it to the max too.
All right. My players that took it to the max. How about I'm doing a little bit of a homer here. Aaron Jones bouncing back from a really bad fumble and having the highest PFF grade on the Vikings. He should have had two touchdowns, but he had one catching, one receiving, should have had one rushing, got pulled down at the 1 yard line, was averaging over 9 yards per catch and over 5 yards per carry. Absolute godly game. And took the workload, dude. Ty Chandler was just on the sideline saying, I'm not going to do better than that guy. And that's the performance that he needed. He absolutely took it to the max this week. What about Derrick Henry, dude? Monster game. And then they released like his diet that Derrick Henry has. But I'm just going to pull up this box score real quickly here because Derrick Henry took it to the max here. Sorry, one sec.
I saw him get stuffed at the 1 yard line a couple times too.
Yeah,
he can fall for 4 yards.
Talk about workload: 25 carries, 151 yards, jeez, two tutties. Jeez. And then he had a catch for 23 yards. I mean, he's not even a receiving back. That's just
pure. Did Lamar right throw there. It 12? Wow. 12 completions.
15 times.
That's crazy.
Yeah, isn't that? Anyways, that's one of my other players. Honorable mention, Saquon Barkley with that big. Saquon Barkley is the only reason the Philadelphia Eagles are 2-1. Also, Juwan Jennings. I don't know what's going on with Ayuk. That's really weird and needs to be studied. And then without Deebo Samuel, he took the workload even though they lost. Had 49 fantasy points, bro. Ridiculous game. And then Red Rifle is going to be my other one. But I'm sticking with Aaron Jones and Derrick Henry. Both running backs.
Beautiful.
Okay, my team that took it to the max. Buffalo Bills.
Oh, God, yeah, they did.
47 points in the NFL, dude. That's college. That's a college game. That doesn't happen in the NFL. Yeah. You can have a really good offense and a really good week, and in the NFL, it's nice if they score like 35 or more, but 47. Right. And the thing with scoring 47 too is they probably could have scored 70.
Yeah.
But in the NFL, you're not going to play your stars like you do in college.
Right.
True. That late in the game. Anyways, absolute studly performance by that team. I wanted to give it to the Vikings, but I gave Aaron Jones to the Max Player of the Week, so I couldn't.
Yeah.
Anyways, that'll about do her.
That'll we got
our power rankings. We did our picks game. We did our quarterback interception survival game. We did our players and our teams that took it to the max. What was your mortal lock again?
I had the Titans as my mortal lock and the Lions. Actually, I'm more confident about the Lions. Give me the Lions as my mortal lock.
How about we can each have two? Because I want to add the Browns.
Yeah. I just want one. I just want the Lions, but you can do two if you want.
You don't want Titans?
Nah. I love them, but the Lions I'm on another level of confidence with.
Yeah.
Because the Titans are bad. It's hard to predict what bad teams are going to do.
Well, I'm still going to take two here. Yeah, give me the Saints mortal lock and the Browns mortal lock.
Love it.
To the Moon Tuesday. All the betting information you need. All the fun and laughs you can have in a podcast. That's not true. To the Moon Tuesday, episode number one. It was fun. Go check out The Viking, episode one. You can find this again anywhere. The
Victory, episode one, baby.
Oh, what goes hand in hand here, www.takingittothemax.com. I'm still doing my pick of the day. We're still above, 55% on the year. We're above 57% all time.
Insane.
To the Moon Tuesday, betting information. There you go. Episode one. We're out.